You're listening to Classical Music here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. I'm your host, Matt Jackford, and I'm here with a special guest, Maestro Andre Rafael of the Wheeling Symphony Orchestra. Maestro, good to have you back on the show.
Thanks so much. Great to be with you, Matt.
This week, you are having the East Meets West Festival and Concert up in Wheeling, which involves all sorts of great events. Maestro, why don't you give us a brief overview of the whole festival? What exactly is going on?
Well, this East Meets West Festival revolves around the art of storytelling and cultural traditions. The art of storytelling, because of the works that are featured on the program, one of the works is Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade, which is, of course, the story of the Arabian Nights. But also because storytelling, because it's a big part of Chinese culture, and it's a big part of the history of West Virginia as well. There's a great tradition of storytelling in West Virginia, so we thought it would be nice to focus on that. And then in terms of cultural traditions or the influence of Chinese music and thinking about how that's incorporated in the work of Tan Dun, who is the composer whose work is represented first on this program, which we play on Friday, March the 16th.
Yeah. So this festival started on Wednesday, March 14th, with the Art and Tradition of Storytelling, which had Poet Laureate of West Virginia, Mark Harshman. But this Thursday, today, we have another event. Could you describe that?
Well, this is a musical journey through Chinese and Western culture. That's the title of this event. And it will feature Jennifer Frouchy, who is the soloist in this week's program. She plays the Beethoven Violin Concerto, and Luhan Li, who is a pipa player. Pipa is a wonderful Chinese instrument, a long, long tradition. And so for this particular event, what we'll be doing is to focus on, first of all, obviously the Chinese musical language, a little bit about the pipa. Luan Li will play a bit, but also as part of not only this program, but part of our season, Beethoven is one of our featured composers this season. So Jennifer Frouchy will actually play a bit of one of the Beethoven sonatas for violin and piano, and we'll also talk about Beethoven, his music. And I always, Matt, think of Beethoven as really that unifying figure in music that really brings us all together. I'll never forget, for example, it was Beethoven 9 that was played, at the falling of the Berlin Wall. And so it's that kind of universal sort of language with Beethoven on this program that we want to focus on.
Yeah, right. And that's so interesting. You have a pipa player, and that's sort of the traditional Chinese guitar or lute kind of instrument. So is she going to be playing with the violinist or just soloing by herself?
Luan will be playing by herself. She'll be demonstrating characteristics of the instrument, talking about its origins. I think it will be very interesting for people to hear the sound of this instrument. And it really links us very well into, in a certain way, Tan Dun's music as well, because some of his music or some of the parts of the piece that we play, we'll play on Friday, are really influenced by, this sort of folk Chinese tradition. So it's a wonderful way for us to explore this through Luhan and the pipa as an entry point.
Yeah, that sounds amazing because the pipa is such an interesting and cool instrument from China. Unfortunately, I guess there's not too many violin and pipa pieces out there yet, but not yet.
there are not too many of those. but it gives us a nice, this we wanted to really explore you know, East meets West and Chinese and Western culture. And in that way, we have that even, you know, in this particular event, which will be held on tonight, 6:30 on Thursday, at the Stifel Fine Arts Center as part of this wonderful festival.
Right, yeah, and the admission is free, and there's going to be light refreshments and hors d'oeuvres, and it's going to be moderated by Andre Raphael here, so definitely won't want to miss that. That's tonight at 6:30 p.m. And then on Friday, we have a concert, East Meets West concert at the Capitol Theater, and you'll be conducting, and you have a program featuring, as you said, Tan Duan, his symphonic poem of three notes. You have Beethoven Violin Concerto, and then Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. And so we know that Tan Duan, he's a film score. He has the score to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, for instance. But what can you tell us about this symphonic poem? I don't know if it's going to be like the film scores or maybe more concert-oriented.
Well, it's quite a fascinating piece, Matt. It's a very dramatic piece. And the piece was actually written for the 70th birthday of Plácido Domingo.
Wow.
And what he's done in this piece is to take the three notes that we know in music, ABC, you know, or La, Si, Do in solfege, and to build a 12-minute piece around it. Now, what's fascinating is that because it really is a tribute to Plácido for his 70th, was a tribute for his 70th birthday, is that he sort of traces how, you know, one starts at the beginning of life, being born, using these three notes, A, B, C, as the basis of everything, and then gradually seeing, you know, how we grow and we go along in life. And so in that way, in the scope of this 12-minute piece, there's a fascinating sort of aural experience that one has when listening to it. I mean, it's a meeting of Chinese folk elements. Of, you know, he uses instruments like stones, and you can feel at certain places the rushing of water. And then he uses really sort of urban instruments, like in the percussion, he uses brake drums from a car.
Wow, okay.
So it's really fascinating. But at the same time, as you mentioned, he has such a great gift cinematically as a film composer that you feel that kind of expanse and sound in the chorale that sort of reoccurs in this piece. It's very much influenced, I think, by his film writing. And it's I think it's a really fun, it'll be a fun piece for the audience to hear because the orchestra also raps during the course of the piece. There's symphonic rapping.
Symphonic rapping.
That's gonna be a lot of fun.
Can you describe that a little bit more?
Well, he has the orchestra at various times, and it's coordinated, all of them together, rhythmically. But it's based on Pala, or in many cases, Plácido or Plácido. And so they are rapping in a very rhythmic way and actually alternating with the percussion instruments who are featured. There's a lot of percussion in this piece, and they're featured prominently. So it's like a dialogue. And it's really quite rhythmic and really powerful. Again, you feel that sort of intersection of, you know, the modern world with sort of some essential elements, really, of Chinese culture. And that's what makes this piece so fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to be a fantastic performance, I'm sure. Tan Duan's symphonic poem of three notes. And then you have the Beethoven Violin Concerto. And what can you tell us about that piece?
Well, it's really one of the great concertos in all of the orchestral repertoire. And having Jennifer Frouchy to play it is just it's going to be so lovely. She's such a wonderful artist, great sound. And this piece is in many ways, one feels like it's an apex for Beethoven, even though it was written in 1806. It is a piece where you feel that that Beethoven has mastered so much of his craft. And it has some themes in it, in particular the last movement, the third movement of the Beethoven Violin Concerto, this rondo, which are just so memorable. You know, if you get a tune like that, you know, in your head, you just can't get it out. I think it's one of the great gifts Beethoven had for writing these timeless sort of themes and finding ways to develop them in forms that we think are very traditional, but finding his voice as only Beethoven could.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's a great piece. One that's well within the canon of violin repertoire. That's Beethoven's Violin Concerto. Jennifer Frauci will be playing on violin with that one, with the Wheeling Symphony, of course. And then finally, this is a very good East meets West piece right here. Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade, which has, you have Korsakov's sort of Western Russian upbringing, but also the Eastern folklore of 1001 Nights. So we have a great combining of East and West for the Scheherazade piece.
Yes, and that's really sort of where the planning for the program started, was with Rimsky-Korsakov's piece, because it is so amazing in terms of the way it tells a story, you know, the story of 1001 Nights. But interestingly enough, he didn't actually, in the score itself, there are four movements, of course, but he didn't write the titles, which are so often associated with the piece. But you understand the scope of this story, this wonderful story that takes place during this piece. And, of course, it is a virtuoso piece for many of the musicians in the orchestra. There are numerous solos for the concertmaster, first chair violinist, other important solos for the clarinet, the bassoon. And it is a piece which never really gets old, because you always find something a little bit different way to express a phrase in this music based on how it unfolds. And I think that has something to do with that art of storytelling.
Right, yeah, absolutely. And I always, when I watch this piece, I always feel like the performers are sort of characters in a play. You know, you have the violinist is sort of Scheherazade, maybe the brass is the czar, and so forth, you know. So you're all performing this piece, but it's also, you're kind of acting it out, too.
No question about it. I think you are absolutely right that the instruments of the orchestra take on the personality of the characters which they portray, really. So, yes, you have the concertmaster, the violinist. That's the voice of Scheherazade. Just like in the second movement, you have the solo bassoon as the voice of the prince. You have the sultan, as you mentioned, the brass at the very, very beginning of the first movement with this big statement theme. And it's very picturesque in that way. And so our challenge is to find ways to musically always bring that to the fore, that poetic nature of the piece, to bring that to life.
Right, yeah. That's one of my favorite pieces personally, and I'm sure it's many of our listeners, one of their favorite pieces. If not, maybe it will be one of their favorite pieces, because it's an incredible work of art right there. So that concert is Friday, March 16th at the Capitol Theater in Wheeling. Of course, Andrea Fell will be conducting, Jennifer Frauci on violin, Tan Dun symphonic poem of three notes, the Beethoven Violin Concerto, and Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. And that will wrap up a week of this East Meets West festival and concert. And again, so Thursday night, which is tonight at 6:30 at the Stifel Fine Arts Center, there'll be a musical journey through Chinese and Western culture. Jennifer Frouchy will be playing violin, and they'll have peepaw player Lu Han Li. Maestro Rafael, thank you for joining us. Is there anything else you would like to mention about this festival and concert?
I don't think so. It's been a great pleasure talking to you, Matt.